Hello and welcome to the Stephen Tries Podcast, Series 2, Episode 26. Hey. As old as us two.
Yeah.
And us two is Ryan Locke.
Yay!
And myself.
Come on, Ryan. Here it is.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. For the first
spat
time.
On me.
Got him.
Spat what on you?
Water.
Oh.
From where?
We'll get into watery semen later, but for now, it's Max Smith.
Hey. Hello, guys. Hello there, I guess.
What are you drinking, Max?
Some lovely watery semen.
That's it. Speaking of which, we have Cameron Green.
What have I got to do? Watery semen? I wish I never asked. One of those questions.
When you worked on the oil rigs and stuff.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You were the water boy there.
Yeah. It was submarines, long, hard, and full of semen.
Crap.
There's people out there fighting for our freedom, and you've just turned them into a joke.
Must be a very difficult job, actually, working on submarines.
Yeah.
Imagine you're
semen.
Stuck in a dark room all day, lots of sweaty men.
Oh, you're here for 2 hours, not all day.
Hey, Cameron, what have you been up to?
Just got back from the lakes, haven't I?
Oh, yeah.
Lovely road trip around the lakes. It shouldn't have been a road trip. But when we got to the hotel, it was like the start of The Shining. You know, where they're going round, it's like...
In Ryan's forehead.
Hey! Shining!
No, it wasn't that one.
Spooky stuff.
We found out that during the whole of the Lake Districts, when you're walking round, all the toilets cost like 40p to go to the toilet everywhere we went. Mm. Just go in the sink.
I very rarely do that.
Do they accept card? At the toilets?
Yeah, contactless. Yeah.
Jesus.
Not mine.
That's mad.
Yeah. Horrible, that, isn't it?
Contactless and coins, but I just had to get Annabelle to keep letting me into the toilet. It was like when you're a kid and you go into your mum and dad's room, and he's like, I need a wee. Yeah. Then you tell him, Brian, to go to Annabelle, like, can I have a wee, please, mum? She'd have to give me a card so I could go in and have a wee.
I tried to act dead cool in Manchester Victoria Station, where you have to pay. I thought, I'll just jump over this. And caught my foot on the top of like the top of the barrier.
No.
Oh. Just stumbled into the gents.
Well, we went on Allswater steamers, and it wasn't actually a steamboat. And I was thinking, why is this called a steamer? But then when you get off and you see a line of people off the boat all pissing into the lake, that's a steam all over the mountains. It's a smelly old place. We did see while we're here though. A place like Wildlife Oasis or something, I was telling Max. Yeah. They got some snow leopards, and there's a big plexiglass tunnel that goes through the snow leopard enclosure. Walking through, just and two of them, the snow leopards, they both jumped up over onto the top of the tunnel. So literally as far away as I am from, well, probably Max, because they're only separated by a bit of plexiglass, and they were just on top of us. Well, that was mad. That was only the first day as well on the way to the hotel.
So, mental.
We didn't have to pack it in. It was cool, yeah.
But yeah, the big attraction up there is the Pencil Museum. Did you go?
No. Did we go to the Pencil Museum?
When we were this Beatrix far away Potter? From a pencil. Plexiglass in the way, though.
Really sharp.
We went to Beatrix Potter, and funnily enough, there was more in the way of me and Mrs. Tiggywinkle than there was to these aggressive snow
to be
leopards.
Fair, though, Mrs. Tiggywinkle.
She is a bitch, famously a bitch.
Oh, Mrs. Tiggywinkle's a hedgehog.
Oh, I can't remember. Is it the rat? Beatrix Potter, that's the rabbit.
Peter Rabbit,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Peter Rabbit.
Yeah,
right,
there's the two naughty mice.
Yeah.
I like, they're my favourites, the two naughty mice.
Even a thing. You just looked at them and gone, they're bad.
Annabelle was telling me on the way around.
They're foul.
Like,
they're making them have sex. These are really naughty, aren't they?
So naughty.
What's that voice?
The Lake District.
Not New Delhi. The Beatrix Potter Museum of New Delhi.
Oh, they love her up there. She's everywhere, Beatrix Potter.
Yeah.
The naughty mice, they go into someone's
nutty.
House.
Nutty?
Nutty.
That's the sequel.
Come in my little mouse hole, go on.
The little mouse who suffers from premature ejaculation. The secret Beatrix Potter novels. And don't call me Tiggy Winkle for nothing. They're fun, the naughty mice. They like smash plates and stuff in someone's house, and they come back and I think the mum tells them off.
Rightly so.
Evil.
Rightly so.
There's just vandals.
Maybe the Greek.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's a big Greek
wedding.
Greek
mice.
What do you reckon?
Oh, smash the plate.
Then they hop off.
What am I see that hop? Kangaroo.
Rabbits.
I mean, there's more than that one issue with what he's just done. Mice don't hop, Ryan.
Oh, boy.
Oh, dear.
Ryan, you started a new job with Dave.
Yeah. It's okay.
Have you handed in your resignation? Right.
Not yet. I'm just waiting for my P45 to come through. No, it's okay. There's quite a lot to learn just with cocktails. I'm used to just 25 mil or 50 mil of alcohol into a cup, you know.
A cup.
Here's your cup. Here's your fucking Everton mug.
Luckily enough, if you smash plates on the job, you can so easily persuade them that you're Greek and it's part of your culture.
Yeah. And you got your accent.
Whenever I'm angry. But all the measurements are like 35 mils and they vary from all these different things and there's lots of different...
The more I think about your problems, Ryan, the more I'm convinced you could get around all of them by just pretending you're a Greek man. Like, can I have a mojito, please? Can't read. I'm Greek.
The only issue for you is that Dave can do it.
Yeah. Mm. Also, Dave keeps like pranking me as well. He gave me something. He's like, oh, you need to go down into the cellar and polish the barrels and the bottles that are in there. I was like, what do you mean?
It's a classic one.
It's like, yeah, all the bottles need to be polished before they get put out and given to customers. So if you like, open the crates of Budweiser and start polishing them all. And I was okay. And I was...
I like the fact that he's worked there for, what, a week longer than you have.
Yeah.
And then you turn the lights on in the basement and you're wanking him off, aren't you?
Keep polishing.
You've been pranked.
One of the managers saw me and told me that he was having me on. And he keeps telling other people that work there that my name is Tom. So people are like, oh, your name's Tom, right? I'm like, no.
This is Dave.
This is Dave, I know.
Mug him off.
I know.
It's not hard. Spike him with something.
Yeah. But the first week.
I can't believe you're being one up, but...
My first week, I don't know what I'm doing.
It's his second week.
It's second week today. Oh, no, it's not. He's been there a few months.
No, he's not.
He's really not, no.
Is he not? Oh, okay.
When I went in... on the racetracks, there was one lad who told another lad that he needed him to go and take a plastic bag into the bathroom and go and like get the smell of the bathroom and then go to the managers and say, look, the bathroom smells like this today. And he went to the manager and was like, bathroom smells like this. The manager was looking at him like, what the fuck's wrong with
you? When he opened the bag, he just went,
looking around at me.
Who was that?
Just see your grunting when he opened the bag. Chiseling a glory hole.
Those are naughty mice.
Cameron, you keep taking cheese into the bathroom.
Oh. Oh dear.
Really let down that you're getting bullied by Dave at work.
Yeah. Well, I'll do something this week.
Max, what have you been up to?
Great question. Not much, Stephen. You?
I went to a wedding on Saturday. Was it Saturday?
Yeah.
Weirdly enough, when I was at the wedding, the husband was talking about how funny Cameron is. He's going, oh, I love Cameron in the podcast. Yeah. And then Cameron rang. I'm pretty sure he was in the room somewhere. Anything going on? Anyone said anything about me?
It's me on the phone to the husband. Okay, good. Now say bugger me and take some Gorgonzola into the toilet. I'll meet you there. Payment's in a bag. Opens the bag. Yeah. Got you.
There's a brand point. Yeah, weddings were fun.
I invited you to come to the races, didn't I?
Yeah.
And then that morning, I got up, like singing the Grand National tune. It was not a national. Going downstairs, got my suit, ready to rumble, got cancelled.
Oh. You did?
What?
Oh, what did you do?
Your old tweets have been pulled up.
I got a letter coming through CCTV of Hey Doc Toilets. He's sat in the corner.
The mice muncher.
Dressed as a mouse.
Mouse trap. It's just your cock.
Someone's having a wee.
Psst. Do I look naughty? Max.
Hello.
The Olympics is over, but we still have something to talk about. Take it away.
Max's Olympic round.
Woe betide me. It's over. What a shame. You know, the games this year have been, you know, impactful in a year when we've all needed it. You know, the world coming together. I believe America won.
Quite dangerous, isn't it, though? The world coming together when there's a pandemic on.
Which is why we've only got a select group of people going together. The best of each sport in the country. America won, got the most golds, I think. Wow. China.
I've seen the overall table of all the years, and they're so far ahead. Yeah. I think it's like 700 odd.
Wow. America's
golds.
A big...
Golds.
That's a lot.
Just golds.
What?
Yeah.
America?
They're overall for... Every Olympics.
Not this year.
Oh, right. This year. I was like,
700 golds. Japan's bankrupt.
Gold.
Meld that down, Susan. Come on.
Susan?
Sushan, sorry.
Susan.
If you're a Japanese person called Susan, please comment so you know I look right and they look wrong.
Yeah, no, great stuff, though, I think.
How many did the UK get?
Yeah.
Great question.
Do we need that to be commented down?
Yes, please.
Susan Marshall there.
What would you say was your favourite moment from the Olympics?
The cricket.
Cricket?
Yeah, the cricket. So I didn't realise...
That's not it, that guy that used to be in Bugs Life.
Oh!
He won gold on the long jump.
What?
He's an actual cricket. He's in Bugs Life. Yeah. See what I mean?
Yeah. Played by Kevin Spacey, so where'd you bring that up?
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah. I know a lot about Bugs Life.
I didn't know cricket was in the Olympics.
I swear it was. I could be wrong.
I saw baseball. But then baseball.
I thought all the sports were.
No.
No.
Squash isn't.
I thought every conceivable sport was in the Olympics,
yeah,
though.
That's what no. I thought.
Darts isn't, snooker isn't.
Is like MMA in it and stuff?
No.
They got like old wrestling
that's
in it.
That's not a prop sport either, if you ask me.
I think when the Olympics started, they had like art in it. Poetry.
Oh,
yeah, because it was ancient Greece.
Yeah, it would have been.
So it's all like art and arithmetic.
I read like a fact today that in ancient Greece, people used bread as dildos.
Really? Yeah. French baguettes? Wow. That would have worked.
Your head went there straight away. It's not that yeast infection you had, man. David Schwimmer and Jennifer Aniston, they're reportedly dating now.
Ooh, really?
Yeah.
Well,
I've heard different.
Oh, go on, Kevin, sorry.
Well, apparently someone reached out to David Schwimmer's representatives.
Yeah.
Said, are you dating Jennifer Aniston? And he said, eh.
Well, of course they're going to try and keep it hush. You know, their personal life.
How hush can you keep it? Because Lorraine seemed to know everything. You sat in the hotel, waiting for Annabelle to get ready, flick on Lorraine. No, that sounded a bit wrong.
Lorraine Kelly!
It was in the reunion, wasn't it? About them, like...
They used to date.
The times never lined up for them, but they both used to fancy each
other.
That's
right, yeah.
And they were saying Christine Bleakley was on about how sexy David Schwimmer is on Lorraine.
When he was in Friends, he was good looking. Now he's had surgery and...
Has he? Schwimmer?
Mm. Oh.
What? He's another one of them that should be in the Olympics, really. A name like Schwimmer.
They're just stuck in that period of when they did Friends. They'll never sort of escape that for their careers.
Mm.
It's just... Whenever they're seen, it's oh Rachel, oh Ross. I think they're living it now. That's who they are. You know, as much as it's made the money in their career, it's now just their life.
Mm. I guess it's the biggest thing they ever could do because it's one of the biggest things.
Yeah,
you know,
Paul Rudd's done well out of it though, hasn't he? But he wasn't.
Yeah, but he's not the main cast.
I don't even remember who he was. Wasn't he? He was in it for a while,
yeah,
wasn't he?
Yeah, but he's not. When you think of Friends, it's Ross, Rachel.
Yeah, yeah. Not me. Ones. I think of Gunther.
Yeah, it's Gunther.
Well, isn't that the
fucking Gunter, yeah? Your weird friends at school.
My friend Gunter, the German exchange student.
Loved Friends. Auf Wiedersehen.
We made love whilst watching Friends. He was more like Gunter than I'll tell you that for nothing.
We were going at it like mice, we were.
I'm trying to keep the stank in with the bag. That's for me.
Every now and then you just go to a cupboard and just open it up just to remember.
Have we got pink eye, Cameron?
That's
Oh, every time I open a bag now, I'm just going to think of that.
Every time, man. Yeah. Every
usually time. You just smell weed, don't you?
But all bags.
In other news, Lionel Messi has left Barcelona.
No.
This is old news now for when this comes out. But, yeah, biggest player, probably the best player ever. Is
you reckon? Better than George Best?
George Best was a good dribbler. At the bar. No one to stop. He's gone. I never thought he'd leave.
No, me neither.
I thought it was all just politics in Barcelona saying, you know, pay me more. But they've handled things terribly and they can't afford to keep him. Last week, Juventus Women's tweeted a picture of one of their players.
God, that was bad.
With a cone on her head.
Oh!
And she was pulling her eyes away from her face. And what can only be described as a racist pose. And then it was up for quite a long time, at least like 35 minutes. And it was getting very few likes and a lot of quote tweets. I don't know how the admin didn't clock on that. Well, anyway, it was bad, but then it was getting such backlash. And they deleted the post and put soon after. You know, this had no intentions of like racial undertones.
Yeah. Awful.
Wow. Awful.
Ryan's hot takes.
Not good.
Bad. I just don't like it. For me. I've got a few Asian friends and they said it was a no-no, so I've got to agree with them.
Do you have Asian friends?
Yeah.
Not convinced.
Wow.
Yes, I do.
Who are they?
I do. A guy named Joe.
Joe McGrath, he's not Asian.
No. he's not. No, he's a friend. I must have Asian friends.
Guys, if you're an Asian friend of Ryan, write down in the comments.
Not you, Susan.
You've had your go.
Now, this week it's been A-level results, GCSE results, and, you know, people have a lot of pressure on doing well in those.
Mm.
And I think, especially for A-levels, I did badly in my A-levels. You see people that do go to university.
Mm-hmm.
And you realise, hey, it's not all it's cracked up to be. Don't worry. Dave got in.
Mm.
Dave got into university. Joe McGrath got into. Basically, if you do terrible in your A-levels, go to Salford University. That's all I can say to you.
Study comedy.
They'll have you. Whatever Joe did. What did Joe do? Media. Do something like that. They'll take you in.
Chicken production or something, probably.
Wing reviewing.
Wing reviewing on a course. Everybody sat in the exam hall like...
Here comes your lecturer, Joe McGrath.
Hello. How'd you get this mic to work? Been racing tram all morning.
He's busy talking about Paul McCartney. Not...
Oh, no.
Paul McCartney was in a band called Wings there, Ryan.
Oh.
They did the theme song for Live and Let Die, the James Bond film.
Oh, did they? No, I thought that was...
Live and Let Die. Duh. Yeah.
Just be clear, we didn't cut Max off then.
Get from the hotel.
It's the one time I haven't cut you off.
Yeah?
Go for it.
Oh, you want me to sing it?
Yeah.
When you were young and your heart was an open book, you used to say, live and let live. You know you did.
In this ever-changing world
in which we live in, you got to give it a try. Da-na-na. To live and let die. Duh! Duh! It's a great film.
Max Smith, everybody.
That's the one where the villain gets hit with a gas bullet and inflates. He floats up to the ceiling of the room and pops.
You just see Willy awesome. Wonka in the corner. I like that.
Cue in the film is just Willy Wonka.
So I've got some lemonade for you. Now lick this wallpaper. That's right.
Is it?
You could do that to Dave as a prank.
Yeah.
It's Willy Wonka wallpaper.
It's just
cuts his tongue on bricks.
This doesn't taste the same as the windows.
No, it's a bathroom wallpaper, Dave.
Try the carpet. Just take a shit.
You get free chewies with this one.
What's this mousetrap doing in the corner? Now it's time for everyone's favourite segment. It's I'll drink to that. This week's beverages. Coffee.
Yum.
Anxiety.
Black.
Needed. There we go, guys. Anxiety, Max.
Caffeine. Give you that fight or flight response sort of thing. To
yeah.
Some people.
Or shite in my case.
Yeah.
I guess you do, yeah. Either run away or shit yourself in fear.
Run away or get the runs.
Yeah.
Running.
I've actually recently discovered that I can't have good coffee. Like, if I have, like, if I go out to a cafe or a restaurant or whatever and I get a coffee, that's always the coffee that gives me the shits because it tends to be, like, nice beans. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
nice beans can be the
grounded,
shit.
Grounded, where if I have just.
Can't lick me out then.
Have you shouting all over the room?
Like those little sachets, like the is it Nesquik? Nestle?
Nesquik!
I have to get this special Nesquik coffee.
Let me tear this package open.
I can have them. No issues with it. No shit.
Nesquik.
There's like manure on the field. They just take that.
That's ours.
That's brilliant. Speaking of coffees and dildos, it's beer 52 time.
Beer
52. Beer 52. Na 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 na. Ooh. As a listener of the show, you can get a case of craft beer from the USA on us. Sounds good, right?
Yeah.
Nice. All you have to do is go to www.beer52.com/Stephen and cover the £5.95 postage and they'll deliver 8 delicious craft beers to your door. Simple! Our friends at Beer 52 are heading stateside once again. Join them for a beery adventure through the windy city of Chicago. Some of that farts. Sample the finest craft beer from the coolest Chicagoan? How do they pronounce it?
Chicago.
I'll just say Chi-Town breweries from Bridgeport to Beverly, all for the price of postage. Each month they visit a different place and then carefully curate a case to be sent to their lucky members. If you don't like dark beer, you can simply choose the light option. Your case will also include the award-winning beer magazine,
Ferment,
as well as 2 tasty snacks.
Yeehaw!
To wash down with the beer. What's your favourite snack with the beer?
Nuts.
Night. There you go. That's what they send. If it's not for you, you can pause / cancel at any time. Just go to www.beer52.com/Stephen, Stephen, to claim your free case now. That's www.beer52.com/Stephen. Yeah, boy. Thank you very much, Beer 52. Where would we be without you?
Hey!
Time to slag off a podcast. I've forgotten to do this for a few weeks. And, you know, we need to do it. This week, we're slagging off 2 hot takes. Just read the description. Join Morgan and her team as they scavenge Reddit. So it's basically a second channel video. Not even that, is it? You do it every week.
Garbage.
Hot takes. It's a hot take. It's one thing and you're taking 2, so you get it wrong the first time. You know you get it wrong, whatever you're saying. The first thing, half of your podcast is just a shit.
Yeah. Because
you get it wrong and you need a second take.
Even people still use Reddit?
So probably. True.
It's one of the most popular platforms. But no, that's the thing though. Like, they're scavenging.
You know, do it yourself.
Yeah.
Reddit.
Yeah.
I've already read it, you know?
Get your own hot takes.
Yeah.
This is the equivalent of waiting too long at the wedding buffet. There's a couple of little cold butties that someone's been flicking the finger through and you think, that's good content.
Taking that, eating it,
regurgitating it, sticking it back on the buffet and going,
over, stick that down.
Look at this, that's brown. Now we hover on over to Max with his wacky segment. Can tell me. Quite surprised, to be honest.
Chewbacca helps get revenge on X.
Canada.
America.
Australia.
It's Australia.
Has everyone got one right?
Yeah, but I think you've heard the story.
My mum sent me the video on Sunday night.
Oh, this is so good.
It's so petty. But basically, this guy broke up with his girlfriend.
Right.
And as a way to get get his own back on her.
Take notes.
Yeah.
Yeah. He went around. Oh, really?
No.
Oh, right. Okay.
No, Dave.
Oh, Dave, sorry. I was going to say, I'm so sorry, Ryan. He put up these leaflets around town with her phone number on.
Yeah.
But on the leaflet, it said, call this number and give your best Chewbacca impression for a chance to win £100.
I heard about this ages ago.
So she's constantly getting phone calls throughout the day and night of people just going down the road and going, can I get £100?
She goes on the news about it.
Just
she?
On the news.
So funny. Yeah. The woman on the news is going, this woman and her kids are regularly woken up at 3 in the morning by this. And then she answers the phone and it's like, it's like, he could have just been mature about the whole thing, and he could have just let us break up. And then it cuts back to another guy going, shut up, the right Chewbacca. It could have genuinely been someone calling for help.
And then it's at the end, and they go, can I have £100, please? It's like, it's obviously it's horrible for the woman, but it's so far.
I had one, and I think it was Ryan. He called up and said, hello there, I'm Chewbacca. Is there a plate smasher?
Cheese smasher?
£100, please.
it's so
genius.
It's
good, yeah.
It is genius. Yeah.
Well, there we have it. Well done, Cameron. Well done, Max.
Yeah, I thought... getting clapped. yeah, I thought headline news has been a bit depressing recently, so it's nice
spice
to
it up, yeah.
Come back with a smile.
We move on to our talking point. This week, we've got a little change inspired by Max, who was inspired by something else. It's One Must Go. You've been voting throughout the week, and Ryan, you are leaving us.
You are going to the pit. Just do that.
Poor unfortunate. You are trapped right in the end in a window.
Dave goodbye. Licking it.
No.
What are you doing here?
So it's One Must Go.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you a different topic, and we have to try and work out which one must go. So we're going to start off easy, okay? Mm-hmm. Colours. One must go forever. Doesn't exist anymore. What are you saying?
I was thinking green.
Okay.
Cheers. Nice one.
We're not doing the person.
Turn around, just close.
Red.
Orange.
Pink. Start off with green.
Yeah.
Green is so prominent in nature. It's an
nature.
Eye colour.
I have hay fever.
It's an eye colour. What are the people going to
do? I don't have green eyes. I don't care.
So selfish.
Yeah.
Green lights. Let's
I've
go.
I just thought that.
Either, fire exits.
Yeah. Either of ours.
Apples.
If either of them go, traffic just becomes an absolute nightmare. If you get rid of red, Marrow's like, oh, you get rid of green, you leave your
Everyone's
house.
Just cautiously driving.
red's a primary colour.
Yeah.
It's a primary, it's one of the mainstays, it can't go.
It's a colour.
Oh, God, if you get rid of red.
It's in the rainbow, you. It's Valentine's Day, God.
Yeah. I wanted to get rid of orange.
Yeah, we're getting
sorry, I'm just gonna...
Yeah, oh, of course, yeah.
Very it's,
that's
orange,
in nature.
John.
The sun is shining up there.
Orange is just a shit red.
No, it's not, it's completely different.
Opinion. Red's a shit red.
Yeah,
no, it's
this.
Not. You're just a spiteful little Evertonian.
Bingo! I'd If I had the chance to I'm like a Bond villain. I'll wreck the world as much as I want just to get rid of that shite across the back.
So jealous.
Yeah. No.
Pathetic.
No. No.
Yo, our football team plays in red.
Yeah.
Shirtless.
No. So I change my mind now. I don't.
We're made on a shithouse team of
yeah, that's
like
true.
Madrid, Stoke.
Yeah. Yeah, but then you get rid of tabloid newspapers as well. Red tops. They don't do anyone.
Just change to something. Orange, they probably changed it.
Get rid of orange, you get rid of Dawn French on our TVs.
Just been on for a while, to be fair. Yeah.
Do you not watch reruns
of
the
Terry's Chocolate Orange?
Yeah. Fire?
I guess I
Candles.
Just associated that more with red, I suppose.
You get rid of...
It's an orange flame.
It is an orange.
More prominently. I think it's a happy colour, orange.
What, sweet and sour.
Really? Like
citrus fruits.
Yeah, it's happy. Pink, whereas, is just useless.
You get rid of nipples, for one.
You'd be happy.
Well, I'd have no selling point.
Your helmet.
You'd be a stone lighter.
That'd be me going.
I couldn't just run haphazard into walls anymore and bounce back.
I don't know what to talk to.
I couldn't blow into my thumb and float away.
The guy from Live and Let Die.
You'll never catch me, Bob.
Too much.
Just wipes them out.
Sticks a bike pump on my ass before I go.
Give me £1 billion or I blow my clams up.
Pink isn't in the rainbow.
Your lips,
really in nature.
Your tongue, your flushed cheeks on a hot day.
Your fucking gammon face up.
Oh, yeah, muscles.
Candy
muscles,
floss.
Yeah.
Candy,
oh, no, candy floss.
Candy floss.
No,
candy floss. I think of things that are pink.
Candy floss could be yellow, be blue.
Yeah, pink's so a nice, comforting, lovely colour.
No, it's
if,
not.
If the colours no. change, no. So are we getting rid of green thing? Or like, so nature would still be around, it would just be...
Yeah, but it wouldn't look as nice if it wasn't green.
Yeah, it's calming. Yeah. Green is a calming colour.
Maybe change
got
it to orange.
Green.
I'm saying, if you get rid of green, I'm going to say it very personally. I can't fit.
Really?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Are we all saying green stays?
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
So green stays.
Fine.
Pink, if we all just got a tan, then we're all fine. Everyone looks better with a tan.
Mm. Yeah. Mm,
that's true. My tan's a bit orangey, though, if we're going to be honest.
now that we've spoke about it, I would agree with you.
Yeah.
Wow, should, look at you. Stick to your gums,
I just,
Ryan.
Yeah,
like
but I love orange juice now.
You're the first one out.
I
went from your pit in hell.
I was just thinking of the colour that I just don't like, and orange is just one of them colours.
Is it
like.
Is a colour you'd never wear?
Yeah.
Well, so it's between red and pink.
No, it's pink. Not. Red is stain, it's a primary colour.
Blood?
Blood, you need, yeah.
You die.
But nothing that looks red looks nice.
Imagine.
Apart from strawberries.
Yeah, but I don't want to be bleeding.
Strawberries, red cars look sexy.
Yeah, but...
Red is a sexy colour. Mm. What does Jessica Rabbit wear? A red dress, because it's a sexy colour. Red is sexy.
Well,
get used to it.
Love hearts.
Yeah.
They're classically red.
Fine, we'll give her pink, but I'm not happy about it. I like pink.
It's okay, it's just the
Redding.
First one. Nice, yeah.
Just called pink.
Pink the artist is gone as well. Yeah. So what is what I say. One of her songs, just laugh.
Shut up and drive.
An artist.
That Rihanna.
Yeah. Next topic is months of the year.
January.
I'm going February.
Oh, I was going to go February.
There you go.
June or July.
Fuck you.
Whichever one's the hottest month.
That could be August.
August, all of them.
That's my birthday in July.
Yeah,
fuck you.
Mine.
June.
Thanks, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine's in February and you both just ganged up on me. First we're getting rid of green and we're getting rid of February.
I
so
didn't touch green.
So one I'm never born and one I don't have a bloody name.
You were conceived because Everton won the FA Cup. It was never meant to be, Cameron.
You actually?
Yeah, I saw that clip and I thought,
you dodged the bullet.
You'd said it before, but it also, my mum's birthday's the 19th of May.
Oh,
so, birthday surprise.
I couldn't get you a present, so is that a bow on your knob? did you ever do something wrong and your dad would be like, where's that fucking receipt? To get into it, for February, Valentine's Day, no one needs that. You know, celebrate love any day you want.
Oh my.
You got anniversaries for that. Pancake Day, that's in March.
I was born on a pancake day. That's why my nan calls me Nanny's Little Pancake.
Oh, and I
got
fucking
big,
hell.
Got big pancake nipples.
I think February should be get gone because it's sort of the back end of winter as well.
It's bleak.
Like, we've already had December and January. It's cold enough. And
February's
February
cold.
Is just another month, you know, where it's
February
just cold.
Is miserable.
Nothing's going on.
Is it fucked?
January is the chance to start everything new. And then February's just, it's just like, hold on, let's wait another month.
Right, my case for February, Christmas, loads of fun. New Year's Eve, loads of fun. New Year's Day, start off. You're hungover. You feel like tosh.
I feel happy.
Can't be arsed. Okay. Oh, is your birthday in January? Yeah. Oh, sorry, mate. Well, anyway.
I picked February.
No, nice one. for the whole of January, it takes you like a week to get into it if you've done New Year's Eve, right? Because you'd be that hungover. And then you've got to think, right, I go back to work in January thinking, oh, that's a pain in the bum. And no, nothing, there's no events or anything that happen all the way through the month.
It's a chance to, it's like people start going to the gym.
Yeah,
people,
but you never
people,
do.
Some people
isn't that like the most thing? Some people start, most people start going to the gym in January and then by also, the time it rolls around to later in the year, like, oh,
you don't get New Year's Eve without New Year's Day.
Yeah, you do. You just move it February.
No.
But then you'd have the same issues
but what's
in February.
Everyone do for a month? Hibernate.
No, people get shit done. Yeah. Start of a new year. Let's get
new
going.
Year, new me.
Yeah.
The more I listen to this, the more I'm thinking I'm doing life a bit wrong. Are you going to do anything this month?
You're probably still hungover.
Pablo Escobar on New Year's Eve.
So I don't exist anymore then. What happens to my birthday? Do I just not get one?
You can have. And it's got a leap. Sometimes
some
it's got a leap.
Some people born in February don't get a year. Yeah, don't get a birthday.
What's it? Oh, we won an extra day this year. Fuck off.
You actually live longer if you're born on
leap year.
Yeah, because you're only a quarter of everyone else's age.
I don't mean you live longer.
Yeah,
it does, mate. It does. Technically, it is shorter.
Someone didn't do science.
Oh, jeez.
Was this in science? This must have been a lesson in January and didn't bother going before. Sat at home.
14 years old.
3 weeks before I start.
Yeah, you haven't picked a summer month, so you haven't even got a leg to stand
June
on.
June and July, they're summer, aren't they?
Pick
they
one. Are. You
June,
can't even make a case.
Whichever the hottest one is. That's it. It's the hottest
it's
one.
July or August.
I think it's July. Yeah.
July's got too much good going on. It's the start of the 6 week holidays when you're young. Yeah.
You know, it is. Your birthday's,
summer's great. People going on holiday, having fun.
I don't care about that.
People going out. Look at it this year.
It makes me uncomfortable.
For the past 2 years in lockdown, lockdown's ended in July. They go, let loose, because they know it's the best month.
It's the excitement of July. I look forward to July.
Not anymore.
World Cup finals happen
anymore.
In July. Euros finals happen in July. Mm. Wimbledon finals happen in July.
Things that I don't
Olympics
care about.
Start.
Literally, I don't care about
I
them
just
to
said
get rid.
Start and you're saying you don't care.
bore off July.
No, Love Island's on. Yeah, it's great entertainment.
Well, I could just move my birthday to Pancake Day then, I suppose.
Yes!
Fuck off, Feb.
Yeah. Bye bye.
Didn't even know how to spell it until I was about 15.
Exactly. It's got a snidey R in it.
Snidey R.
It still gets me. And it still gets me. February.
And it's a surprise.
February.
And then that has an R in it as well.
You're talking about Pancake Day. You what?
chip me tooth. Yeah. Little R comes on. See you next year.
Okay, so the next one is I looked at the 6 most popular sports in the UK. We need to get rid of one. It's between football, rugby, tennis, cricket, badminton, and swimming.
Difficult, but I think maybe badminton.
Okay.
I'd go cricket.
Yeah. Football, okay. So, should we start with badminton?
I just think tennis is more enjoyable than badminton.
Badminton.
Shuttlecock.
Shut up, Locke. Sorry, that was.
Stop that moment.
Sorry. That was rude of me.
Just rather knock a ball about, I think.
Yeah. Well, we invite you to football, you never do that. That's knocking a football about.
That's true.
Max, why not football?
Hooliganism. There's a lot of that about.
We'll get there at badminton.
You do. Like,
running around
not
with
not
rackets.
To the same extent.
Yeah, they make a right racket.
Yay! Set you up for the joke. Football, I just don't care.
If football went, where do you think they'd go to?
I think they'd just become
swimming galas. There's a streaker in the pool.
It is odd that football's become the game that hooliganism is associated with.
Yeah.
But you couldn't imagine it with anything else.
Well, they associate hooliganism with the working class at the football.
Yeah.
Football is now, it's a bit of a middle class sport, isn't it?
Yeah, been fans. The working class been priced out.
Yeah.
Soon
yeah.
People will be doing the breaststroke and get a pie launched at the end.
Oh, shit!
In St. Helens, that's for the winner. Don't have medal. Well done, lad. Well done.
You won the Wigan 500 metre invitational. I'm against us.
I think, to be fair, football in a few years, I'll be like, yeah, spin it off.
It's not even the same as it was. Like, you could have got rid of football 5 years ago, and since then it's become an entirely new sport about entirely different things.
In terms of playing it, though, I don't enjoy playing it competitively. In terms of playing it for fun, football's my favourite. Cricket is the one I like watching the least because it... Especially when it goes on for days and days and days.
I think it's another weird one. I think watching a lot of Midsummer Murders. There's a lot of episodes surrounding cricket, but I think you realise that
another spectator's died at the cricket.
We laugh, but yeah, that has happened. But I think watching cricket's got less to do with watching the cricket. It's more just it's just like they're all drinking tea and just, you know, it's
shit, though,
it's like with football again. A lot of it, you know, yeah, it's watching it, but it's drinking. It's it's more about the stuff you do whilst watching it.
Cricket is so slow.
Yeah.
They take about 2 minutes just rubbing the ball on the leg before they throw it. Football, more entertaining, but it's...
It's only 90 minutes.
Yeah. So in terms of getting rid of one...
I don't think cricket's a sport for us.
No.
I mean, it's like countryside. No, it's people drinking tea.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
I've always thought of it, rightly or wrongly, as somewhat of like a classist sort of sport.
Like, tennis is a bit that, though, like Wimbledon.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean,
oh yeah,
tennis, you know, you can just go, all you need's a net, and you get tennis clubs everywhere.
Hey! You're either racket from her.
Old boy.
Busy lady.
There's a hole in the net.
What, we having half time, Annette? Bread.
So what, were we lying?
I think Max had the most...
Swimming's safe. Argument. But you can't play football anymore. That's gone.
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason why it's the world sport and it's so easy to play.
You need is a ball.
Cricket ain't easy to play.
No.
You need to have all your shit and your bats and your... And
if you need about 20 people.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, yeah.
Cricket?
Cricket's gone.
Cricket.
Last one. So I asked you in the week for your biggest achievement.
Oh, shit.
So we've got climbing Kilimanjaro,
yeah,
a million subscribers,
mm-hmm,
being on the radio for the first time, and Prom King. We have to get rid of one.
Still holding on to that.
To get rid of one.
So, quick think which one you want to get rid of.
Oh, God.
I've got mine. I've
in
got
true
mine.
Podcast fashion, we get rid of me going on the radio. That's another job.
Fucking lost.
Well, funny you should say that, because I'm picking Cam.
You're picking Cam's?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Cam, what are you getting rid of?
You're a fucking Prom King over here. Fucking...
It's my whole identity, man. I've been holding on to that.
Every day. these wings are nicer than when I was Prom King.
Ryan?
Out of all the things I've heard, I'd probably get rid of my own.
Kilimanjaro?
Just because I think all of those events probably would have affected your life in the future. Yeah. Like, for me, like, climbing Kilimanjaro was great.
Yeah.
I'm proud of it.
Yeah.
But I'm proud because... I didn't think I could do it personally. Do you know what I mean? But it's not going to impact.
So after doing Kilimanjaro, what did you think? Oh, I can do this now because I've climbed Kilimanjaro.
Climb back down.
I just always wanted to climb Kilimanjaro.
Have a coffee at the top.
I can fuck whoever I want now.
Butts to the next mountain top.
Slip down, mate.
I'd get rid of... I'd have to go for yours.
Well, why?
Because I've been
on
the radio.
Why are you picking on me so much?
I've been on the radio.
Yeah.
But I was being interviewed after the Logan Paul thing happened.
Mm.
And you got to think, what you've said, anyone who calls up to a radio station shouts, Capital, show me the cash, you know, they've got the same thing to say as you.
What do you mean? Reading the bloody news.
Yeah, but they're saying, you know, yours is being on the radio for the first time. If I call up to do a competition, then I've been on the radio for the first time.
I've had to do a bloody, you know, university course to get accredited as a journalist.
That's a different achievement. Yours is being on the radio for the
first time. I'm not just going to turn up and go, can I do the news? And they go, yeah, all right. Capital show me the cash, and there's been a horrendous crash on the A4.
I'd go for shit.
Speaking of car crashes, let's talk about Logan Paul for a change of pace.
Because, with yours is being on the radio for the first time.
Yeah.
But loads of people have been on the radio.
Well,
about the second time, that's just as impressive.
Yeah.
Well, if I don't go on it for the first time, I can't go on it for the second time.
I think getting a Masters is more impressive than being on the radio.
I think being on a piece of piss. Podcast is more impressive than
being on
the radio.
That's right.
But getting on the radio is a piece of piss. I've been on the radio.
You did.
And that was a piece of piss. I answered a phone call.
Cameron, so I turned up.
You're going your least favourite colour in.
I've turned up to this segment, lost the name,
Lost a birthday.
You didn't lose your name, don't worry.
No, I'm just Green Cameron stays. James.
No, it stayed.
No, we kept
Pink's
green.
Gone.
Pink's gone.
Well, I don't even understand that.
Your favourite colour shirt's gone. So Big Jake's now topless.
So I'm just now, pancake boy who sits in the radio studio doing
your grandma's
football.
Pancake boy.
With his master.
So with your mouthful, pancake boy.
Do you want to go on this radio show today? Not yet. No thanks.
At least with my one, you were all involved, so you can't really get rid of it. You're a part of it, so I guess you all have an affection to it,
maybe.
Whereas, you know, prom king, I got, like yourself, I got voted most funny person in the class. Prom king's another level to that, and I loved that at the time.
Is it?
Yeah. Prom king's a level above.
Didn't even go prom. Yeah, went to Malia instead. Don't give a shit.
It's not my problem.
You tell me, like, ring me up. Oh,
you're
prom
the king,
king
of Malia. No,
just going up to girls in Malia. I could have been prom king, you know.
This is how, like, horror crime stories start. You take everything from me today, and then I become militant and go around to proms in, like, a beret. Because never hear about it on the news, do you?
Just a
sack. Won't someone tell us, please, what's happening? All these prom takeovers. Quick, turn the news on. Capital of cash, capital of cash, capital of cash. The slogan, Paul, capital of cash. We're clueless.
Just dancing in Malia.
At least the prom
own.
King's fine. Ryan's safe up Kilimanjaro.
Damn right.
This is bloody rubbish.
Yeah. All right, we're going to have to do our final votes. It's between Kilimanjaro and Come on the Radio. Which achievement do you want to get rid of? Kilimanjaro, vote now.
It's harder walking back from the pissing shops and walking up Kilimanjaro for him. At least got to carry his own bags back from there.
Yeah, but five days
on the radio.
Walk to the shop, does it?
It's harder to go up Kilimanjaro. I can get on the radio now.
Yeah.
Yeah, not do the bloody news, though.
For the fact you didn't say a master's over getting on the radio. I think.
Joe
McGrath was on the radio. He had a morning show.
He had a morning show. He was
look at that
there.
Idiot.
He's the Chris Moyles of Manchester before Got Chris me Moyles moved in.
Got me there. Yeah. Fair enough.
Well done, though.
On your master's.
Oh, yeah, cheers. It's good. Nice one.
Well, there we have it. Let us know what you'd get rid of. And not names, please, just of this list. What's that? You want a really fun segment? We can do that.
Stephen lies. Stephen sweet little lies. Oh, yeah, he's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
Now, Max, I place before ye a big brown envelope. Envelope, who knows? Don't look inside it.
Okay.
And it's loose at the top.
Okay, it's a brown envelope. Ryan, this envelope, what does it mean to you?
What does it mean to me?
What is it to you?
Well,
he's opened it. Hey!
This is my life's work.
This is my true greatest accomplishment.
It's where my eyes just went.
Put it back in!
Oh, I don't know, I was so surprised.
Thank
for
you.
Me, well, it's more for you, really, because it's actually a gift for you.
This is a gift for me?
This is for you, yeah.
Okay, and what is it?
Well, I don't want to tell you exactly what it is, but I realise we've been friends, what, 7, 8 years, something like that? And
no,
I've
more
never...
Like
a lot of thoughts gone into this.
And I've never given you a present.
Oh, thank you.
So I had it ordered online. So it's the picture, you know, the art that I drew you?
Yeah.
I drew of you. Yep. It's that, but in a laminated...
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, he could have the real thing. But that's just lying in my room.
So Stephen's got the picture.
Yeah, yeah, but I thought
Stephen's
you
got the painting.
That. Yeah, yeah.
So did you take it off him? Or where did you get the picture of
It's the picture that I took when we did it. Do you remember when we took...
Oh, yeah, of course.
In the corridor. And I just sort of expanded it.
Stephen, what is this to you?
To me, this is another one of my achievements, another one of my certificates.
Nice, okay.
That's all I have.
Take it away.
This is I got a certificate. I spoke on the radio and I got a certificate.
What?
This is my DV certificate, DV bronze.
Okay.
That I got.
How long have you had it for?
I did DV in year 11. 10 years at least.
10 years at least.
Or 11.
Is it a new envelope that you've put it in?
No, that's the one it came in.
What's it to you?
I should have said this before.
It's a special thank you letter I got from year two, from the primary school of year two, around the corner from my high school.
Yeah. Thank you for putting your telescope away, sir.
Let me be a teacher. We put on Christmas plays, and I played the Smelly Sprout in a Christmas play I wrote.
Okay, you wrote yourself?
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. I stole it from a story on an app.
Free you apps. Feel good about lying to kids that you wrote?
I didn't lie to it because I adapted it, really. I turned it into a play.
You said you stole it.
It was a good play.
Whatever. Your word, so you're lying to me then.
Yeah, my greatest achievement is being a thief.
Probably stole that letter.
A criminal and a thief.
When did you get it?
Where did I get what this?
No, when?
When did I get it? Well, God, it was GCSE drama. So when are you then? Year 10, 11?
Still
so
like
when I was in year 10, 11, so that would be 2010, 2011.
Is it the same envelope?
That's 10 years ago. Yeah, same envelope, yeah.
10 years? I just can't imagine you doing that. Not in a horrible way, but it seems like just a weird random thing to do.
Right, okay.
You know, I think you can agree with that.
Well, randomly maybe
giving me a picture of me in the bath.
Yeah,
I've got plenty of them. You know, I can do that anytime I want.
Cease and desist letters. Please stop coming into this B&Q.
I'm going to have to rule you out.
Okay.
Okay, Stephen, yeah. D of E, you have done D of E. You mentioned it a lot. You got a bronze?
Yeah.
Why did you get a bronze? Like, how did you get to gold?
You have to do it the next year to get silver.
Oh, you have to do it the like, next year. Oh, okay, fair enough. Yeah. Right. Who did you do it with?
We got put in a group, so there were six of us. Five of us were friends, and there was a rogue friend who I've told you about.
You've told me about this.
And he got his pants pulled down.
Yeah.
And he just stood there.
Yes. I remember that story
the
very well.
The first time I came.
Did you ever get any letters from kids saying thank you?
Yeah, all the time.
Like, seriously.
No, seriously, I actually did. I was just thinking then.
Yeah. Would you have given this present to me off your own back? Did you do it yourself?
Maybe I found out I was coming on the podcast and I thought it would be a good idea to get a photo printed.
Oh, fuck. I'm going to say it's Ryan Locke. I'm bringing you back into the game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Take a look.
Hey! D of E, bronze.
It's upside down. Oh, you don't know. Me orienteering.
Sorry.
Got in his head.
Yeah, he did. Maybe next time you can get me something nice.
Yeah, maybe.
You know me for about 8 years now, you know.
Yeah.
Only thanks I got for playing the Smelly Sprout was after I had to go to D of E volunteering myself, and I had a load of mascara on that the girl who did the makeup did wrong.
No.
Couldn't get it off because it was like blended wrong.
Sure.
And this kid was sat with his mum in reception and pointed at me with all this stuff on my face and went, "Mum, is that a lesbian?" Yeah. And then the mum was like, "I don't know." And then he went, "Mum, what is a lesbian?" So his mum just went, Maybe, possibly. I was like, I'm a smelly sprout. Yeah, lovely play.
It's now time for the viewer's most embarrassing moment. We need more of these, so please send them in. This week we have one from Anonymous, please. Aha. This is an embarrassing story. So primary school, like year 4 or 5, we was doing our swimming lessons. After the lesson, teacher hold up pink boxes and says, "Whose are these?" and laughs. Accidentally left them in the changing room. Obviously don't own up to them. You'd think it was over. No. I did football training after school and you get changed with the teacher in the room and she saw everything. Worst moment ever. She was mortified.
Oh.
What teacher's going through the fucking clothes and going...
These don't smell like yours, Ricky.
Pink. Cameron, and these yours.
They'll be gone. Yeah. In our world.
There you go, Ricky. Thank you. Wow. Thank you for honesty. I wonder if he's a stripper now. You know? Mm-hmm.
Nice anonymous Ricky.
And his pink undies.
Sorry, Ricky. It's now time for Relax Max. Oh, yeah.
Fucking hell, I hate this segment.
Yeah, apparently the most hated segment on the podcast.
That's right.
Imagine that.
Imagine that.
What have you been up to?
This week, you know me, I love a spa day.
Yeah.
I was actually given tickets to go to a spa with a friend. So I wasn't the one that was sort of angry this week. It was somebody else.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, it's great that you can help people.
It is.
I guess that's what the segment's all about.
Yeah.
Helping those in need.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I can't believe Stephen is this lazy. Getting me to go to the local school to pick up that crying baby of his. Where? Widdle baby all sad and upset. Did widdle baby lose his job, lol?
Get stuffed.
Ow. Look, calm your clams, lad. Stephen feels bad about you being fired, so he's given us these free tickets for a spa day. Come on, let's go. I hate schools. Oh, look, Cam. There's someone in an Everton kit over there taking pictures. Oh, crazy coot. Anyway, let's drive. Well, this is the address. I can't see it. Oh, look at this shit, Cam.
Proper savage.
It's a spa, like the shop. He's given us a £10 gift voucher. Oh, may as well go in. What to buy, what to buy? Oh, look, Kit Kats. Hey, cabin boy.
Ahoy.
Have you got any chunky ones in? Hey, don't point at me. Oh, God. Someone's coming over.
All right, lad.
Sorry, lad. I'm assuming you're speaking Evertonian because of the kit. My friend over there can help. What a nice man. But, huh, come to think of it, he did look familiar. Oh, God. It was him taking photos at the school earlier. And he looked 31. Oh, God. And that was an official kit. Hey, Cam.
You're all right. You're okay.
What did that guy want to talk about?
Sexy young people.
Oh, God. No!
Wow. I'm so sorry you went through that again, Max.
You know, it's every week now.
No. You just want to get some of that good karma coming back to you.
I do. I try good things, you know. Put out good things into the world.
You're mixed in the wrong circles.
That's it, yeah. These Everton players.
Dirty toffees.
Don't know what to do with them.
Do you reckon that's why they're called the toffees? Because that's what they give to the kids.
Yeah, probably, yeah. Always carry a bag of them with you.
Yeah.
Hang on a minute.
You know, Max, I think based on hearing that, you know, you're getting shamed by little kids and also confronted by paedophiles. You don't need that.
No, do you mind if I take a break?
Take a break, have a Kit Kat. Whilst Max is gone, going to change the pace, okay? Mm-hmm. A little bit less relaxing, because we're on the theme of getting rid of something, and I have found a very interesting character.
Oh, yeah.
Found through a contact. He's actually a hitman. Got the business card right here. His name's Gary Baldy. sounds fun, but from what I've heard, a little bit rough. His business card says, Gary Baldy is the hitman. Yeah. Day or night, I get rid of the shite. No nonsense.
Yeah.
No bloody nonsense. Gary, should we stand up?
Yeah. Thank you for joining us, Gary.
Powerful man. You all right, Gareth?
I noticed one of you didn't stand to clap.
I was trying to wait for you to get in, Gary. Sorry, Mr. Baldy.
Certainly not baldy, though, are you? Loads of hair.
No, lots of hair everywhere from top to toe.
Thank you for joining us. You must be a busy man.
Yeah, the phone doesn't stop ringing.
Seems all right now. Yeah. Quite quiet, isn't it?
You're fucking riffing when you give me scripts.
Sorry. So, Mr. Baldy,
professional, okay?
Mr. Baldy, sorry for riffing. Can you explain what it is you do exactly?
Well, in the politest way possible, when people are in need of help and they want something removed, they call me.
Anytime?
Day or night, I get rid of the shite.
Yeah.
business card. Very good.
Yeah.
Who are the usual sort of targets?
They kill a lot of scum.
Yeah.
And germs.
Good. Yeah, good riddance. Is that right, Ryan?
Yeah, definitely.
Has it been tough doing the job?
You don't know half the shit I've gone through.
Okay. Now, obviously, you do a lot of underground work.
Yes, I'm no stranger to down there. They call me the Sewer King.
Oh, yeah.
What I'd love to know, Gary, is have you ever done a job for a famous person?
I've helped Jimmy Corden a lot.
James Corden?
I know. He seems so clean on TV.
Yep.
But I flushed out more shit from him and his life. Well, from his life specifically, not him. Than any other client.
What's his issue?
It's mainly the Mexicans, I believe.
It's quite shocking, really.
The great tipper, though.
Gary, I see you wearing gloves there.
An essential for anyone in my field. A mask, too!
Absolutely. Especially in COVID times. Are you ever worried about leaving a trace behind?
Oh, no. I always bleed.
Had a stroke, Gary?
Yes, I...
You seem nervous for a hitman.
I've had lots of sugar in my life.
Yeah, I can tell.
Are you fucking kidding?
Sorry, mate. Like the candy man.
You're like Dumbo, the fucking elephant. No, I don't want before, have you?
No.
I'm trying to think of other big-eared candy. BFG!
Dumbo and Jumbo.
Because
of your size.
So, no, because I'm a plane.
Yeah. If it crashes.
Feels like it is. Oh, no! I always bleached a place right before I leave.
Gary, how much do you charge for this sort of service?
It depends on how quickly you need me to get rid of the issue.
Well, we have a guy who works here called Joe.
Oh, does he produce a lot of shit?
Yeah, how did you know?
Just my instincts.
Well, we are dealing with an expert here. Yeah. Knows his stuff.
Absolutely. So, this Joe fella, is he causing an issue?
Yeah, to be fair, whenever he's here, it's just a sort of mess. A disgusting mess in the corner. Mm. And, you know, sat there stinking.
That's light work for me.
What would you need?
2 minutes and a plunger.
A plunger?
Aye.
Not a gun.
A gun? You can't get rid of stubborn feces with a gun.
What are you on about, Gary?
You've read me business card. You know exactly what I'm on about.
Gary Baldy, the hitman.
The shit man.
It says hitman.
Oh, tits!
Gary.
You smudged the S, Gary. Does this mean you can't kill us? Kill Joe for us?
I can have a crack.
Oh, that'd be enough, really.
It should also be on my business card.
Yeah.
You don't get a lot of shit without no crack.
No, that's great.
Gary, you've got so much hair.
You're hairy.
Yeah.
Look at your belly button.
Yeah,
yeah. Sure.
How do you know that, Gary?
I watched the podcast. I'm a big fan.
Really?
I love shite. Okay, bye.
Yeah. Oh, steady there, Gary.
Yeah, it's me legs, me sea legs.
Yeah. This is Steve Sands for Chubby.
You're fucking kidding. Does SDI stand for Stephen's Terrible Innuendo? You cunt. Stephen's Terrible Incontinence. Ooh, I know all about that because I clean your pipes. C stands for Chubby.
Oh.
Leave it. Sea legs.
Oh. Oh. What a waste, man.
What a waste.
All right, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? It's a terrible business card anyway. It doesn't have an address or a contact number.
Awful.
It's amazing I got in contact with him. Well, that was a lot. That was a lot. I shed a few tears to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Which is ironic. Because it's time for Ryan crying.
Oh,
Ryan crying. Ryan's always crying. He's sad.
Yeah, so I've got a few things that really annoy me.
Oh, yeah.
Or make me cry, even.
Go on.
The first thing is, now, I absolutely hate losing at FIFA.
Right.
Mm. Even though, because it's a game I play all the time.
Yeah.
Like, I play it.
Did you play Dave?
All the time. Yeah.
Quite good.
Yeah, played Dave a few times. Didn't beat Dave. I think I've played all of you actually on the max at some point.
Yeah, don't play FIFA.
I'm not good. I'm really bad.
Yeah.
Well, not really bad, but I always lose.
Did you play Cam?
Yeah. I think we must have played.
We're a showman on FIFA, to be fair.
But it makes
you
me...
You didn't show man how to play well.
I wish they'd sell mushrooms pre-washed.
You know what? You're so right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then would that make them go off quicker because they were wet?
Maybe.
You'd probably lose a lot of mushroom.
Maybe.
Because so you put them in the water, but you'd have to industrially wash them in that much water. They just separate.
I suppose they're just like...
God. It's just the soil on them.
Yeah.
So okay. Much dirt.
It's just annoying.
You need to wash all your fruit and veg, though.
Yeah, so the mushrooms, not a fan.
Yeah.
And last but not least...
No.
The etiquette at the moment when you're getting into a lift, like, yeah. You don't know if the other person...
Is okay with it,
and you have to like check. But like, oh, is it all right?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
You just
annoying.
Have to assume.
I just want to get in the lift.
That they'll be not happy with it, and then you ask.
Mm.
And most, I've not had anyone go no.
I stand there and really over the top, like
going my way.
And people usually go. Ah!
You just keep going.
Throw mushrooms at
them. I'm going down. Don't you worry about that.
There
you have it. Yeah,
yeah. That's,
you know,
that's
it's not
three
untrue.
Things
yeah.
that make me cry.
But the left thing doesn't help that you are crying. People maybe worry.
Yeah, maybe
it's going to be a bit much.
Yeah. Dangerous.
Blow my socks off. It's obscene green.
Go on.
Obscene.
Everybody loves history. Feels like it lasts forever.
It does technically, but not as long as this. Segment! Okay. 1612, 18th of August, yeah? Right round the corner from here, the Pendle witch trial begins. 10 people accused of witchcraft in Lancaster, England.
Wow.
Do you know who the key witness was to the trial? A 9-year-old boy.
Nine?
Wow.
There you go.
Mad.
What can we ask about this? I mean, would you be happy if you were in court and a 9-year-old boy was like, they're naughty? And you got sent down for it.
Well, if they said
behave.
31-year-old Everton player.
I think Cabin Boy might have something to say about this.
Oh, doesn't it annoy you when these kids are
the immortal Cabin Boy? The immortal Lancastrian Cabin Boy.
The imprint of your backhand on his face. Thank God I'm wearing marigolds. You said that out loud, Max.
They're all marigolds.
Right. 1769, this is crazy. A lightning strike on the bastion...
1769, but...
A 31-year-old Everton player.
Search that a few times.
You're going to bleep it all out.
But with a space between the one and the seven.
Oh. Ahoy.
He's watching all this, making notes.
Right, a lightning strike on the bastion of San Nazzano in Brescia, Italy, ignited 90 tons of gunpowder, killing 3,000 people.
Jeez.
They're all just standing round in a storm next to 90 fucking tons of gunpowder.
Just smoking cigarettes next to them. Mama bright now, mate. Don't move for no one.
Must have been
God.
Some fucking thing. That, yeah.
When was it?
Some explosion. 1769.
They would have thought that was religious, wouldn't they?
It'll have been around the time in Italy when they were all having like interfactional war between all the lordships and the... It was all separated into, Florence versus Brescia and all this. They had a war over a bucket at some stage. So they obviously didn't have much going on up here and decided, But mad one, isn't it?
It is mad.
Easy question there. Would you stand next to 90 tons of gunpowder in a storm?
Easy to say no.
Someone's going to fucking blow. Someone's going to go off here.
1960, the Beatles gave their first public performance.
Wow.
In a strip club in Hamburg.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah. They used to perform in brothels all the time.
So it was one of the only places that happened.
First public appearance in Hamburg, yeah.
Surely they would have performed in Liverpool before Hamburg.
No, they went to Hamburg and just became like a touring band because, you know what, if you go to Hamburg, there's loads of Beatles memorabilia everywhere, but most of it is all in like strip clubs and like, you know, in the red light district in Hamburg and all that, like Beatles performed here. And people would just be shagging and they'd be like singing in German. There's all like loads of German recordings of Beatles songs.
I can't believe they'd go, let's go to Germany to...
They recorded in Germany beforehand. Someone noticed them and were like, oh, you're a good band. You could do this in English. And they're like, we are English. They're like, oh, mad. You don't sound English because it was old scouts. Educational.
No question.
Yes. I don't know.
Do you want like to hear the Beatles?
Do you like Beatles?
Yeah.
And no one goes in questions anyway. I usually ask them and everyone goes, rubbish.
Do you like the Beatles, Cameron?
Some of it, yeah.
What's your favourite song?
Some of it. I like, what's the one in Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Oh, Twist and Shout.
Twist and Shout, that's my favourite one. Yeah, that's a belter, that.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Obscene.
Welcome, everyone. Hope you learned something.
Okay, we've got time for Put It to the Max.
Put it to the max.
This one comes from Jude. Hey, Jude.
Hey. Laugh, keep that bit in now.
It's all scripted, everything in this podcast.
Is it Jude Bellingham's brother? Sorry for a sec. He's just played his first game.
Oh, really?
Mental.
I'm a big fan and would like some advice. I'm 19 years old and off to uni in September. I've met this girl through friends and we've clicked incredibly. She's unlike anyone I've ever met. The only issue is she lives in France. I used to live there for a few years and keep in contact with my mates. We were supposed to see each other over this August, but of course COVID cancelled our plans. So I'm asking you if it would seem unrealistic to still see a future with her. It's not like I'm bad at speaking to women, etc. Go quickly with etc. when you're talking about being good at speaking. And I'm only attaching myself to her because she's the only one that will give me attention. That's not what he's doing, sorry. But we just have a good connection that I don't really want to throw it away. Thanks in advance, and I love you all.
Bin her off.
Doesn't have to bin her off, does he? He can keep the conversations going and still live his life in England at university.
Well, yeah, unless he says to her, like, look, I'm going uni, I'm going to do some proper shagging here. Then that's...
As you do at uni.
I know. At least two people who don't do that, mate.
Yeah.
Well, okie doke.
And also most of the girls I spoke to don't do that, actually. Saving themselves for a fitter lad, apparently, so...
That's nice. It's always a bad idea to go to university in a relationship, because most of the time... One of my first lectures, this guy, one of the lecturers, stood at the front and said to everyone...
Oh, single!
It's just demographic.
But he comes up in his Everton kit. You're too old for
I'm in the wrong school.
And have you got kids?
he got up and said, right, if any of you are in a relationship, you must as well just break it off because most of you will all be single again by Christmas because it never lasts.
Let it happen. But if it doesn't, then...
What a horrible thing for a teacher to say.
I think that teacher was having a breakup. Yeah. It won't last. You believe in love, do you? Lesson number one, it's a myth. They'll bin you off. They'll shag your neighbours.
That's the best lesson I can give you.
She's textiles, what are you doing?
He's doing like a crochet heart and he rips it in half.
Knitted a bag for me, wife said. just hear her moaning with a neighbour.
Oh, Colin.
Who's Colin? Ryan, advice for Jude.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to. I wouldn't stop talking to them.
Yeah.
But don't just focus on her, I think. Don't let her take over your life when she's not there.
Don't get too attached to someone you've not met.
Yeah.
Just don't focus on it.
Yeah.
Just do whatever. Let it happen. If it happens, sad. If not, you know.
Yeah.
She's French.
I need to have a healthy stack of baguettes for when she comes back. You don't want to miss out on that, love. Telling you.
What's that, Ryan? You want one more question?
Yes, please.
Fine. It's the final question. Would you rather have no one show up to your wedding or your funeral?
Funeral.
Funeral.
Not going to be there.
Yeah.
Be some fucking wedding stood there by yourself.
At least you get that first choice of the buffet.
She didn't turn up.
Your fiancé don't turn up.
No, no, I think they turn up.
Okay. Oh, that'd be like depressing. Yeah,
your funeral would be even worse. Just walking, no one would be there to put you in the ground, would they? Casket sat in the back of a car.
Next one walks in. Who's this?
Two for one.
I think for your wedding, you still get married. It's just that no guests turn up.
Right.
There's like no guests to your wedding or your funeral.
That could be nice in a way.
No, because...
I assume this is... You didn't plan for that. People just haven't turned up.
Yeah, look, if you're... Think about when you die. If you've got kids, they're not turning up. Or your family.
Oh, I hate the repercussions of all these.
Isn't that gutting, though?
Yeah, but
no one to turn up. What sort of life have you lived for no one?
Warren,
they
just got the wrong church.
Yeah.
Sat and I took them wrong way. And they missed it.
I'm going to say wedding because the funeral one, you're dead. Plus, it's not just you that's affected. It's your fiance as well. Because then you'd have to think, no one's turned up for her either.
Yeah. You know? But what life have you lived if no one wants to see you off or celebrate your life?
Well, either way in these... Everyone fucking hates you, don't they? So they either hate you when you're getting married or they hate you when you're dead.
Doesn't mean they hate you.
If they don't come to your wedding.
Oh, me chum chum. Tom tom, not tum tum.
Sorry,
me chum chum.
I put the wrong directions in.
Sat down for you in the wrong way.
Shatter me white dress.
Maybe just I would mind coffee at the pre-funeral reception at the wake. And then when it comes to the church,
by
you're
everyone.
Like, oh, shit. Oh, yeah. The problem. Paying your respects halfway to the coffin. Oh. Not too moment. You see me in the coffin, so someone comes along with a snippy. Hello.
So the way it's usually the top half that's open, the bottom half.
One more ride. I'd say funeral.
I'd stand by funeral though. I'd still rather no one turned up to that.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna go.
I'd probably be dead, so.
Yeah, I'd be.
You'd hope so, wouldn't you?
No.
You want to be buried alive.
What?
If you're going to your own funeral and
you're I'm not going to Ryan's because I'd be dead, but I'd rather be alive.
Got you. They're gonna have to spend a week stuffing me clams into a box, aren't they, before they can shut it, so either way, I think by the time they finish with that, they go, oh, fucking chuck him in, bad enough.
He wanted to donate these to the pier. The lovely seafood restaurant that's after them.
The coffin just keeps floating off the ground.
That's where I want a hole cut out of my bum. So then everyone looks like, there he is. My bum.
You open the coffin. For you, just be boys, boys, boys.
His only achievement. All the rest were taken from him.
You see, I've been to funerals, I've been to weddings. I think weddings are so busy for the bride and groom, they're going around loads of people.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas with the funeral, you get more time to think about them, it's more personal. I don't know, it's a tricky one.
Yeah.
I'm still not sure. I'll go wedding though, just for, because you actually get to experience it.
Well, there you go.
Well, there we have it. Thank you very much for watching. I've been joined by Ryan Locke.
Thank you.
Yay. Thank you.
Mag Smith.
Yay.
Thank you, guys.
And Cameron Green.
Yay.
Thank you.
Stay safe, stay humble. Ciao.